I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline. And
I would like to formally apologize for the state of my voice. I'm on the up and up. I'm no longer sick. However,
she has been sick.
The remnants of me sounding sick are definitely still here. And I would say this is the sickest I've sounded in my time of being sick.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ever. I was
Oh my
wow.
God, that ever.
Wow.
I don't know if I could pinpoint the sickest I've ever been ever. You know what? I can actually. Cambodia. COVID.
Oh, true. That was
down
so bad.
Horrendous. That's an episode. I feel like
we do have a whole episode.
That's a whole episode.
We have a whole episode.
It's a whole
Cambodia
episode.
We have an episode. It's
story time.
Gratitude in story time. Sick in Cambodia, because it was just a really gratitude. Moment of wow, let's feel grateful for our health and safety in the day to day.
The spark notes of
because that was not a safe and healthy moment for you.
No, the spark notes was we were traveling when we were living in Singapore with some friends to Cambodia. Everyone went on their happy ways. I, however, had COVID. And had to stay back alone in Cambodia, alone when tourism was still shut down. So it was literally just me, the only
stuck there. She couldn't leave the country because she
alone,
was sick.
All my friends
and she
left.
Was also sick.
I'm violently ill, to the point where I can't go get myself food. I can't get myself water, because I'm ill, and my mental health was set back
decades.
Honestly, decades. I think. Yeah. Crazy.
Less but right hard. Now she's a little bit sick too, and ironically, we also just got back from a trip. Maybe it's because you got sick when you were in Cambodia, and that was COVID, and
this isn't COVID.
It's after the trip, so it's not correlated whatsoever. But we did just get back from a trip a few days ago. We went to London and to Florence, Italy.
Honestly, it was a DIY. Everyone keeps asking, all my friends are oh my god, did you have a long weekend? What holiday was it? And I was It was my holiday. We started, it was just going to be a weekend to visit our friends.
But you can't just do a weekend.
You can't do a weekend. And it just kept expanding and expanding. And let's just do the week. Because honestly, I stand by this. Did I miss a week of school? Yeah. Did I get attendance points taken down? Yeah. Who cares about attendance points? I'm still studying. I'm still getting my shit done. I'm still doing well. If you are doing well and putting your best foot forward and on your shit, you are allowed to do things take a holiday or take a couple days off if that's literally possible. But if you're capable of it and if it doesn't hinder your foundational abilities. Oh, this is such a good segue into our actual episode, because why am I saying this? We're about to contradict myself in the whole episode talking about how I got thrown off my routine. But I say that you can take those little
fun extras if your foundations are like solid and going strong.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a couple girls who we're friends with from school were studying abroad or are studying abroad in Florence, Italy. And then we also have a best friend from when we grew up in Hong Kong who goes to college full time in London. And so we wanted to go to Florence to visit our friends who are studying abroad. And Kathy and I have never been to Europe at all. We've never been to Italy. We've never been to London. And so to me, it just felt like very valuable. Like, wow, I have friends who want me to visit. I have somebody who wants to like travel and go with me. I have this opportunity to like actually have a reason to go travel right now. And so I was okay with missing the few days of school that I missed, because in the grand scheme of life, when I looked at it, I was like, this is like a huge opportunity. I want to do this for myself. I want to see these people and have fun and experience this. And so
yes, that's what I mean. That value, if something is whatever it is, maybe it's like taking a day off of school or work to see your family, or taking a trip to go see your friends who you literally otherwise we would not have seen her. This, like our friend who lives in London, we see her
Every once in a while,
maybe once a year if we just happen to overlap in the same place, which happens, like, grateful that it happens more frequently than you may expect, but
like, every couple of years, really.
Yeah, but it's, like, very, it's, like, and it takes a lot of effort to, like, coordinate all that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that, for me, was so much more valuable than attending a class I attend every single day, and that may not have as much value. You know what I mean?
Considering I haven't missed a single class this semester, and I will not miss another class. You know, wasted any other time. So for me, I was like, this is my, there were two or three school days that I missed, and I was like, these are my 3 days of the semester that I'm gonna miss. Like, it could have happened because I was sick or because I was tired or because I chose not to show up. I'm just gonna choose to do it now, because that's like where my balance is gonna be. And Catherine talks a lot about her ratio theory of like shifting things.
Yeah,
and
I don't know what you would call a scientist.
She's what you call a scientist for that ratio theory.
I was about to say the other day, completely unrelated, in another life I would absolutely body being like a quantum physicist. But only to validate the fact that like vibes are a real scientific thing. Oh my god, did you know that
the science of vibes?
Well, no, there was just a new like vibrations. Quantum theory was just like, I don't know if it was proven or like validated or whatever. I don't know the science. I'm not a quantum physicist. But so atoms, if they're like separated or came from the same source or were once connected at some point, they're like still have a connection. So even if like some particle in me and some particle in someone else was like merged at one point, the creation of the Earth, like everyone's connected. So even if we're on opposite sides of the Earth, like there's still an I don't know if electrical is the right word, but there's still like a connection. There's still like something that connects them.
Wait,
and you can send information, like information is being sent, and like it was just like, I don't know
what. Do you think that explains like friendships or like soulmate feelings?
Vibes, probably. Whoa. Because if you go back,
wait, did you read this and where can I read it?
I'm gonna be honest, it was on TikTok.
Oh my god.
But it was a credible, I think it was a credible source, and I honestly I'll look into that because I love that stuff. Like I eat it up. But I thought that was so cool. I saw it last night, so I need to, like, take the time to research it and read more.
Because I feel like you've been kind of, like, reading about things like that and you're interested in that. Maybe we do an episode in a few weeks about, like, the science of vibes. And
I I feel like we need a real scientist on here. I can't be, like, pulling stuff out of my ass and being like, so I saw this on TikTok and I think it's real. But I do think it's real because she had, like, charts.
That's so cool. Did you save it?
She put up charts. Oh, I should have.
You have to find it.
Okay, if it's a real scientific thing, surely I can, like, find it in an academic journal rather than...
No, because that would be so interesting.
Isn't that so cool? Because
everyone in the same family happened, like, because of... Like, you have to have some connected things, like, in your family.
If you are... Like,
because part of your, like, you know what mother I mean? And father, like, is it part of you.
Yeah. Huh. But also, if you go back, way, way back in time, like, everything was probably connected or made from the same things. So then everything is connected and everything has that. But the coolest part about that was that, like, information can be sent between these particles. Even if you're on, like, opposite sides of the Earth. Even if you're, like, doesn't matter if you're, like, 10 meters away or, like, completely across the world. I thought that was cool.
I wonder if it explains like twin stinks too. One time I broke my arm and Captain said she felt it.
I did. I was at the top of the mountain. She was on. She was down.
I was snowboarding at 10 years old. I decided to dabble with such a bad snowboarder.
And I broke my wrist. It's so funny. And I was like, oh. She just broke her wrist, guys.
She just knew. And there I was down at the bottom, wailing probably.
Broken wrist.
No, I think I was more in shock. I don't cry. I'm not scared of anything.
You don't cry? All right. Okay. Highs, lows, and goals.
That was a fun sidebar. What was your high? Because our whole past week was this trip. So, like, what was your high, I guess, of the
okay,
trip?
So my high and low, I'm just going to say them all in one. Because it'll make sense in a second. My high, obviously, was this trip. Being able to, one, see my friend, who I, like we said, she lives in London. We don't get to see her a lot because it's just whenever we cross over. Number one, to, like, see her in general, but also to see her in, like, in her apartment and, like, in her environment. She took us around to all her favorite restaurants and favorite spots, and that was just, like, so cool to get a little glimpse into her world and, of course, spend some, like, real quality time with her. Amazing. And then in Italy, seeing some other people, we had this vineyard day. Honestly, it goes down in history. We had this wine and cheese tour booked for maybe about a month. We were all so excited for it. Wine and cheese tour. We're thinking it's like a wine tasting, you know, like a little one,
you get
two
a taster.
Set.
You get a taster.
We're so excited for it. Honestly, like the whole world knew we were about to do this. We were so excited. We pull up the first glass of wine. It's a heavy pour. We're all like,
Are they all gonna be like this?
Yeah, they were. We had about, so there were 10 on the menu, but we had such a good vibe with our wine and cheese tour guide.
I didn't
Francesco.
Count, but it was probably about 10 glasses. Yeah.
Oh no, it was way
you
more.
Think it was
there
more?
Were 10 wines like on the list, and then we were just like, come on, let's open that one.
You know what? We didn't
let's
buy
open that
any.
One over
we
there.
We kept saying we were gonna like buy. I took a picture of one of my favorites. Maybe I can order it.
Well, we were supposed to go to his wine shop after,
and then the hours
and
closed.
Then we like it we, didn't like, missed it. It didn't work, and I'm so upset about it. Anyway, so literally so much fun. It started in the actual like
factory,
and we were like, is this it? Like, this is cool. This is cool. I thought we were about to go, like, tour the vineyards, like, see the grapes, you know what I mean? And we're, like, in the factory. We're like, one glass in, two glasses in. We are having the absolute time of our lives with Francesco. He is, like, he's like, well, there's an olive oil facility, but, like, if you're not, like,
only
obnoxious,
if you're good.
Only if you're good, if you guys, like, are on your best behavior. And we're like, wine drunk. We're clearly not on our best
it's
behavior.
It's, like, eight wine drunk
but we,
girls
like,
giggling.
Literally laughing so hard. It was the funniest thing. And so we're going to, like, the next location. All of a sudden, he pulls into the olive oil factory. And we're like, oh, my God. We've done it. We were on our best behavior. We were not. We got along so well with him. Like, we literally had the best
time.
It
was just funny.
It was so funny. And, oh my God, it was so fun. There's my favorite video, which I watched it back yesterday. I posted it on an Instagram post yesterday. It was us, like, after, this is probably, like, 10, 11, 12 glasses of wine deep. We are dancing and singing, like, in this vineyard, a cappella. And in the moment, we thought it sounded so good. I'm so glad one of our friends took a video of it, because we thought we were dancing so well. We thought we sounded so good. And, like, we watched it back in the moment, and I was like, this shit is good. Like, this is gonna get us, like, a record deal or something. No, absolutely not. I watched it back, and I was, like, in shock about how atrocious it sounded. Like, because obviously our tour guide was not drinking wine. He's working and, like,
he's probably
giving
having
a tour.
At the end of the day.
I'm so sorry, Francesco, to your ears. Like, you really went through it. But you, so well.
It really was such a fun day, though. Like, it was different than anything we've ever done. We were, like, in Tuscany, day drinking wine, cheese, and, I mean, all the food was really good. We had all these different, like, wine and cheese pairings, and then, after that, we, like, sat down at a full table, like, charcuterie.
No, we really got the most
charcuterie
for,
to
we
the
got
max.
A for a buck.
I wish, though, we didn't really, like, walk around the vineyard. That, like, I kind of expected that we were getting, like, kind of a tour of the vineyard and walking around, but I guess it's not. Like, it wasn't grape growing season. I think there's only, like, one harvest a year, like, the whole wine process. And somebody, like, I might not be right, so don't take my word for this, but
I think
what I learned on the tour
is
that
one is October, one is August, something like that.
Well, it just wasn't the time.
It wasn't the time. Anyway, so fun. The contrast to that and the contrast to the whole trip is I feel disgusting. I literally feel so gross because my low of the week was
thrown off routine to the max.
Thrown off routine, like, absolutely to the max. Like, my breaking point of being like, I don't care. Like, I just want my routine. Like, I want to do the things I want to do. Regardless of how much fun, like, those, the little extras or, like, trips are. Obviously, had an amazing time. Wouldn't change it for the world. So grateful. So appreciative that, like, we, number one, took it upon ourselves to put that together. And number two, had the opportunity to do that in general. That said, day eight of a trip, you want, like, the last day of a trip, mm-hmm. I don't care how long it was, I don't care where you are, you just want to, like, teleport back to your natural state, you know what I mean? So that's kind of, that is, like, nauseating the last day. I feel like this happens with every trip, the last day I'm, like, nauseous. I just want to get back. I want to...
Well, it depends. Not every trip of our lives, but maybe more recently when we've totally kind of thrown out our routine, which is why today we kind of want to talk about the power of a routine and maybe how you can still maintain some sort of routine through everything and why that, like, might help you feel your best.
Right.
Simply because that's not what we did this time and we're kind of both feeling it now.
And honestly, like, I don't think the culture or, like, the vibe of that trip would have fostered any additional level, like, independence or any additional, you know, matching of my routine at home. You know what I mean? I think, honestly, I did what I needed to do. Like, Carol and I woke up early and went and did work in the mornings, which, like, we typically once do on twice. A group trip, but we did it once or twice, and, like, I still didn't do everything I needed to do, and obviously I'm on a trip, I'm not going to be working 24/7 like I do at home, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to be, you know, going to the gym for the same amount of time or same number of times that I do at home, because, like, we're doing different things and your time is required in different places, and that's all fine and good and lovely. At the end of the trip, though, you just want to get back to it, and I want to, like, feel like myself again. I want to do the things that I value more than anything again, because yes, I value, you know, being social. Yes, I value seeing different parts of the world, different cultures. Yes, I value, you know, doing those fun supplemental things to life. I also value my routines. I value, you know, having my shit together. I value living in, like, my space. I value feeling comfortable. I value eating well. And I value working out. I value working in general. Like, those are the things, like, part of my foundation that I like to do. And if you're out of that for too long, you just feel so, like, loosey-goosey, lost, and, like, not in a necessarily fun way.
Yeah.
So that would be my low, is coming off of that and getting back into it. And being sick, I, like, couldn't even, you know, hit the ground running. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of feel like, ugh.
Yeah. So my high, other than the vineyard, because I think that that was just, like, such a high point of life for both of us, was...
For literally everyone. Yeah. Even, it was us and our roommate that we went, and since the second we're sitting on our stoop waiting for our Uber to the airport, smiling ear to ear. Like, grins literally ear to ear all through London, smiling, having the absolute best time seeing. First of all, another high. I saw
more... This is more, my high. Oh,
okay.
Let me say it.
Okay. She'll say it. Anyway, we, like, nonstop smiling. We're, like, so happy. And then...
It was.
Oh,
it was
another
really
high. Another high. Is I said... So our last night at dinner, we did play, like, Rose, Bud, and Thorn. And so it's, like, Rose is your high, Bud is your, like, something looking you're forward to, excited about, and then Thorn is low. My Bud was... Our maintenance man in our apartment building said that the washer and dryer... Because we don't have currently a washer and dryer in our building. He said that they were going to put one in and that it would be back by the time we were back. And like I said in the last episode, or two episodes ago, he has some empty promises. A little bit of slower work than the timelines maybe, you know, line up to. However, I was like, if that is in, if the washer and dryer are in when we get home, like, our lives are on the up and up. And you know what? It was.
They're not plugged in, though. They're not usable. They're not plugged in, but they're there, and I'll take what I can get. But can I do my laundry?
Yeah.
No. Has my laundry literally sitting in piles on my floor waiting to be done, but I don't know when the laundry is going to be ready to be used.
You know what? Yeah. That's gross. At least, like, put it... Oh, you don't have a closet door. I was going to say, put it Just put it in your closet.
I think I need to get like a closet curtain. Maybe I'll do that if I do end up going to Target today, because I want to go to Target today to get a mini Christmas tree. And if you think it's too early, then I just don't care. Because I'm going to be home for Thanksgiving and then I'm going home for Christmas break. So I have minimal time to enjoy the Christmas season in my Boston apartment. So I think I'm going to do that.
Okay, but it's 70 degrees today. So like, where's the Christmas spirit? You know what I mean? Yeah. If it's going to be cold, if it's going to be winter, if it's going to be gross out,
I'm just not going to complain about the sunshine though. Okay, so my high was that I got to see so many people in London. We stayed with our friend Alex, who we mentioned before, we grew up with in Hong Kong. She goes to university now in London. We're on different continents. We live our lives in different continents. But she has truly always been like one of the most supportive, like best friends ever. And like when Catherine and I talk about, you know, we value high quality people, we tend to like keep our circles kind of small. Like she's definitely always somebody that I've been super grateful to have in my life, but we just don't get to see her that often. And so it was so nice to like actually stay with her in London, even though it was only for two nights. Like we haven't had two nights together in forever. And we got to meet a lot of her friends. She got to meet our friend Anna, who was with us. And so that was just really nice. Like truly had such a great fun time with her. And also going around London, like I actually really enjoyed London so much. It felt a little bit similar to New York, but
wait, I would say it felt more like Boston.
Oh, really?
Because it was kind of like somewhere the vibes in between. Were toned I feel down,
like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like all cities are like somewhat similar, and obviously we don't see like all of London, but I just felt like there were like so many special parts to it that maybe you wouldn't find in like another city. And so it was really fun to just like see her, have her take us around. And then we also ended up seeing so many people from Boston who we hadn't seen. There are a couple guys studying abroad in London. One of them has a girlfriend who we're friends with. We have barely
who
seen her.
Who is in Boston?
Yeah, she's in Boston,
just, like,
but we're so busy.
We barely see each other in the gym.
Yeah.
Like,
and like that's about it.
At literally 5 a.m. I will like see her on the treadmill and I'll like walk up to her treadmill. This is like the routine. I'm like, hi. She's like, hi. And that's like the extent of it, because she's working. We're just, everyone is so busy. Mm-hmm. So we haven't seen her in all of like the time being back in Boston. So
she was visiting her boyfriend, happened to be visiting him like at the same time, which is just so random because it wasn't a long weekend. It wasn't anything, but she was just going at the same week. We crossed over in London for a day. So we got to see the two of them and go out with them. And then another friend studying abroad in London, another friend studying abroad in Spain, our friend from Spain was visiting the other guy in London. Like,
why are we just like country shopping in this episode? I feel like it's getting excessive.
But he was visiting like also at the same time. And so we got to see the two of them. Like it just somehow lined up that there were so many people around on the 2 days that we were in London. And so we got to see so many people, our old friend from Hong Kong, her friend who we spent time with in Singapore, our friends from Boston who were studying abroad. Like there were just so many people in a 2 day span. And like, that was definitely a big part of my high, because I just like saw so many good people, and I also loved London. And my low, personally,
I love how our highs and lows are getting longer recently,
because it's almost like a recap as well.
But sometimes, wait, can you guys answer this? Maybe I'll put it in the poll. Do you guys like the highs and lows being long? Because sometimes, like, I'm talking too much. Let's get to like the lecture.
lecture. Well, the topic, the conversation.
Do you guys like highs? I'm gonna put a poll. I'll put a poll on the Instagram story, because I actually do want to know if you guys are into like hearing more about us and the like details, or if you would rather hear more about like
a topic. So, my low was that towards the end of the trip, I just started feeling like I have had very little independent time. I have had very little like upkeep with my routine, my life, my values, kind of, or like those core central things. Because like and Catherine said, it's not to negate like how much we enjoyed and appreciated that trip and how amazing it was to be there. But like after a week, I felt like, okay, my sleep schedule has been really bad. Like I've not been sleeping well at all. I haven't worked out one single time, but I've also barely like even like walked around.
I'd equate my bad sleep to the pull-out couch that I was residing on and the floor.
And the floor, yeah. Our sleeping situation was not that great.
No, but I loved it.
And I, like, my eating has been a little bit different. I was also having, like, a lot more gluten and dairy in Italy, which I don't usually have at home just because I, like, am sensitive to them. And, like, I have a full body reaction sometimes when I overload on gluten. Like, it truly drains the energy out of my body.
Yep.
Yes, I do. And so, like, I was just feeling quite drained with, like eating a little bit differently, definitely drinking a lot more, less sleep, no workouts at all. Like, and that's totally fine. I'm really glad that I've gotten to a point where, like, I can be okay with that and be really flexible with that to allow myself to enjoy other things. But after a week, and also knowing that, like, I am missing school right now, I am missing work right now, it just started to kind of pile up on me, feeling like I feel like I'm gonna be falling behind on, like, a lot of things. So now that I've come back, I do feel like there are a lot of areas of my life that I'm, like, having to play catch up in, like my school, my work, trying to, like, get back to, you know, like, grocery shop and get some good food in me, and trying to, you know, get back to the gym and get back into my routine. The longer that I was on the trip not feeling like I had that independent time to recharge with myself, like, in the ways that I like to, and to also, like, maintain that upkeep of my life, the more it has kind of made it hard for me now having to catch up with that going backwards. And so when Catherine and I have been talking about this, because we were both feeling very similarly in that way, like, we had such a great time, but we also felt like we didn't have any sort of our own routines, and that's kind of been detrimental to us now on the other end of it. Just because those responsibilities of, like, work and school and things didn't go away. That feeling of, like, feeling sluggish, like we haven't eaten that well or slept that well or worked out that much, like, that is present. Those are present. So we're kind of talking, like, is there a way that we could have still maintained some sort of routine while we were there? Or is there, like, maybe a better way to approach it in the future? Or we've just been talking about, honestly, the power of a daily routine, and with not having that for a certain period of time, how much, like, we actually appreciate that and how good, like, that actually is in our lives.
I love doing the things that I like, as you should. Like, a routine should be, and we'll get into what a routine actually means, but why would you not enjoy doing the things you enjoy every day, consistently, for, like, the betterment of your mood, your achievements, yourself, everything?
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Carolyn and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and, like, matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit. with Fleur Marchais because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marchais has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarchais.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarchais.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
Yeah, so we want to talk about that, like the power of a daily routine and also like the concept of routines, because we think that just like everything else, there are polar sides to it and there are also polar opinions on it. Like you might think that routine means you have to be like so ritualistic and you can't break from that and has to be so specific, or that you have to have no routine at all and just be like so free flowing and so anything. And some people might think that being so ritualistic and like having routine is a positive. Some people might think it's a negative. Some people might think the other way around, that having no sense of routine at all is positive and free flowing. And some people might think that that's like negative and you can't do that. And so where is the balance in that?
One thing I want to say about routine, having no routine being free flowing, false. Having no routine is like makes you stagnant. I would say having a routine creates the ability to like let you flow and let you comfortably and like effectively and of course like move through life with a comfortable quality to it, like that's how you flow, is having a routine and having those things that you value and you like to do and that like are important to you and are part of your life. That's what allows you to flow through it, is having a routine. And I do think routines get a bad rap because the connotations are just, like, of a routine. Monotonous, boring, bleh. You know? Like, sucks the fun out of life. Not true. So not true. The opposite, actually. I think routines are habits, and habits are, like, create what you achieve. So you need the routine to, number one, that's going to let you flow, because if you have a routine that's set in stone, it, like, allows you to actually do the things you want to do and flow through it. Routines don't have to be schedules. Routines aren't schedules. Mm-hmm. Routines aren't discipline. Routines aren't the like numerical, quantitative side of things. I would say routines are like the qualitative side of things. Routines are the what things do you that do, you every, do day? Every day. Right. It doesn't have to be.
What do you do at 10 a.m. every day?
A routine isn't I wake up at 8 a.m. and at 8:02 I do this, and at 8:05 I brush my teeth, and at 8:06 I'm out the door. That's not a routine. That's like a hyper-scheduled life. That's not a routine. Your routine from that could be, I wake up early. I, like, do my things in the morning to get ready for the day. I get out the door to go to the gym. Or I get out the door to go to work. Or I make myself a good breakfast. And then I blah, blah, blah. Your routines are the, like, things that you do. And yes, it could maybe be the order or, like, kind of order. But it doesn't have to be strictly ordered. If you wake up and you eat breakfast before you brush your teeth, when normally you brush your teeth before you breakfast and then you're like, oh, my routine is shot today. No, you still brushed your teeth and you still ate breakfast and you still went to work and you still did the things you do. Like, you did your routine. That's what it is. And kind of like Karen was saying, the flowing part of it, maybe you were flowing through your morning and you were hungry and you float to eat breakfast and then you float to brush your teeth and you float off to work. Like, you're flowing through it because you have a routine. If you didn't have a routine and it was kind of one morning you like eat breakfast in the morning and then you go to work and then the next morning you like you blah, blah, blah. It's different. It's like completely different. There's no continuous, you know, foundations to it. There's no, well, whatever. That's when you will be stagnant and like paralyzed almost, because you don't have anything going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about how I think. I was thinking about how a lot of the time we see routine as like you have to be hyper disciplined, and that is the super disciplined thing. But actually, I've had phases of very specific routines. I've had phases with, like, having no routine at all. The times that I have, like, felt my absolute worst and have also felt like I have had to drag out the most discipline in myself are when I have no routine at all.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Because your responsibilities don't go away. Your need to feel healthy doesn't go away. Your need to move your life forward in some sense doesn't go away. But when you have no routine, you're almost having to re-push yourself to get up and do those things every day. You're almost having to recreate that every day. Like, the things that you have to do don't disappear. You just don't do them. And so when you don't have the routine, then you're kind of going back and forth between doing nothing and then having to do everything and doing nothing and having to do everything and having to, like, really pull it out of yourself every time, because those things that you have to do don't go away. But when you have no routine to do them, it feels so forced, it feels so stressful, and it just, for me at least, creates a much more negative feeling than if I have a routine, and not an overly strict routine, but I have the things that I do every day that make sure that I'm always keeping up with my schoolwork, and I'm always keeping up with my personal work, and I'm always keeping up with my health and making sure that I'm, like, going grocery shopping and working out and doing those things that make me feel good as well. And so having a routine doesn't have to be this hyper-disciplined, dragged-out thing. It can be the things that you do every day, like Catherine said, that are just those things that keep your life moving forward and keep you always on top of the things that you need to do, because you need to do them no matter what. And if you don't have a routine for it, it doesn't change that you have to do them or not. It just means that you don't have a daily plan to do them.
What are you laughing at?
You really just fumbled there at the end.
I think not having a routine is so uncomfortable. And routines don't have to be, I think this is, like, part of the whole negative or aggressive connotation of routines, but they don't have to be, like, more, more, more. Routines are not about how much you do. Routines are about, like, the consistency and the, you know, subcategories, the things that you do within your routine, because that's what's going to provide the comfort for you to exist and flow through life. We're just carrying this flowing through this episode. Guys, it's because I go to yoga now. But so, it, like, if your routine is waking up at 5 a.m. every day, immediately going to the gym, showering, making breakfast, like, packing lunch, going to work, like, at night, you read and you go to bed. If that's your routine, you do it every day. Like, that's, those are things you do. And obviously, they're, like, subcategories, because that sounded more of, like, a schedule, but you know what I mean. If you wake up super early, work out super early, and then do your things during the day, every single day, like, that's your routine, or most days, that's your routine. Like, that's what you do. That's what's comfortable for you. And if you do it over a long period of time, like, that's just part of your life, part of who you are, part of your comfort. If one day you sleep in until, like, noon, and you don't go to the gym on the day you're supposed to go to the gym, and you're sick, maybe, thrown out of your routine, that's gonna be super uncomfortable to sleep in and just chill. You know what I mean? If you're not used to that. Alternatively,
if your routine is you wake up late and you kind of have a slower start to the day and maybe you do your work at night, maybe that's your routine. Great. Consistently, if you do that for like most days for a long period of time, like that's your routine, that's how you live your life. That's what you do. Amazing. If then one day you have like an early class or an early meeting or something and you have to wake up at 6 a.m., you're going to be so thrown off. That's going to be super uncomfortable because that's not part of your routine. That's not what you're used to. And I think routines can create the good kind of comfort zone. You know, I'm not talking about like, of course, push yourself out of your comfort zone, like stretch yourself, grow, blah, 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 blah. I'm talking about the good kind of comfort zone. The comfort zone that allows you to flow. The comfort zone that allows you to actually do things. The comfort zone that allows you to, like, exist as yourself. That's what routines create. And it doesn't matter. There's not one set type of routine. Because I know maybe when you hear the word routine, you think of someone who wakes up early, someone who works out, someone who blah, 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 does all the things, like, is hyper, you know, productive. That's not what it is. A routine is just what you do. Like I said, it could be your routine could be that you don't have a routine for the day, that you wake up late and you do what you want to do and you just vibe with it. If you do that consistently, it becomes embedded in
who you are. Do you mean that you still have things that you do but in like different orders?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Not like being... Yeah.
Not doing anything.
But like, it doesn't have to be a schedule. A routine could be that you don't have a set routine, but that's consistent.
As humans, like, we do whatever feels comfortable to us, whether that is a positive or negative. If something is comfortable, we do it. And that's why, like, sometimes you may be stuck with, like, really negative feelings or really negative thought spirals and these patterns, and you can't seem to get yourself out of them. That's because that's what you have become comfortable with. You've become comfortable with those thoughts. You become used to them. And breaking out of that is the scary thing, even if it is the positive thing. And I say that because it's not necessarily like your intuition to do what is positive or negative. It's your intuition to do whatever you're comfortable with. And so you can use that to create a comfort zone with a basic routine, one that actually is sustainable for you, because it's not going to last if it's not something that you can actually do every day and it's not things that you can do every day. But you can build this comfort zone that makes getting certain things done and living at like a certain caliber feel really comfortable. But if you don't have any sort of routine and you just have none, but you still have to get those things done, then every time you go to do it is going to feel like stressful and is going to feel like a stretch and is going to feel out of your comfort zone. Because again, those responsibilities and those things don't go away. So how can you build them into your comfort zone? By creating a routine that allows you to do those. Again, it just goes back to that sense of like, routine doesn't have to be this strict, you know everything you're going to do on the minute. But if you can build this comfort zone of, these are the things that I do every day, then you're going to be able to do them every day, feel on top of them, feel really good, feel really proud of yourself, keep moving forward in all of those senses. Versus if you had no sense of routine, your comfort zone is nothing. Your comfort zone is kind of maybe feeling sluggish, feeling in a rut. Every time you have
your comfort zone is uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable, but it has become your comfort zone, like this kind of more negative comfort zone. Every time you have to do those responsibilities, which is going to be literally something every day probably, it's going to feel like a real stretch to do them every time. So do you like get what I'm saying kind of about that?
Did you just wait for a response?
I don't know, I'm just kind of talking. But like
we do just be talking.
We do just be talking. But like you get what I mean. I feel like that.
Are you asking me? That's an understandable concept.
I'm asking them. I just want to make sure that everyone's getting.
I don't know if they're gonna respond.
They're gonna respond in their heads right now.
Their heads and their hearts.
And I say all of this where I honestly have had a hard time for like definitely over a year now in different phases of my life having a set routine. And I think it's because I have so many different focuses of my life. It's hard for me to like have the same things that I do every day and that I get done. And so I'm kind of struggling with this myself, and I always kind of am in the more recent like years. And I think at first, like, I had a
she just can't get her
hard
shit
time.
Together.
I had a really hard time in Singapore last spring, and that was for like so many different reasons. But I really was like in such a rut there for so many different things. Like we just did an episode about like a conversation about identity, having like a bit of an identity crisis that definitely fed into it. Also, just being kind of like alone over there, like not really having that many people around me, not really like having as many like set responsibilities. Everything kind of being on my own terms a little bit. I had a really hard time getting into routine there, and honestly, it felt awful. And then over the summer...
It literally felt nauseating.
Yeah, and then over the summer, like, I had different phases where I was, like, much better kind of finding that again, but it still, like, was hard. It still wasn't exactly what I wanted it to be. And now being in school, like, I feel a lot better sometimes and in some senses, but then, like, I've gone on this trip, had no sense of routine, and now I'm feeling that without having kept up with my schoolwork and my personal work and all of these things, now, like, those responsibilities didn't go away. I have to go into overdrive to do them. So I'm kind of looking at that as, like, a learning opportunity of, like, hey, if I completely drop everything in my life altogether at the same time, I'm creating a really hard thing for me to come back to. And so is there a way for me to, even when I'm away from my full typical routine, to still keep some things in there, to still like have some sense of it through everything, no matter what? And so that's kind of where I'm at, is like, I just don't ever want to feel again like I'm like so away from my routine that I'm creating kind of like a monster to get back to, you know?
Creating a monster.
Like you kind of are, because it just all snowballs. And so it's just another area to find a balance in. It's just another area that, like, doesn't have to be an all or nothing. Where if you, and I think this is super applicable to, like, going home for the holidays or having breaks off, like everyone is about to have in the next month or so. It doesn't have to be an all or nothing with a routine. You want to lean into, like, family time and friend time and cozy time and rest time and all of that, but you can also keep up with workouts. You can also still keep up with, like, whatever work you have to do, whether that's schoolwork or work, in the sense that you're really helping yourself not have this, like, snowball of responsibilities and stuff that you have to get back to on the other end, because that feels pretty debilitating when you kind of, like, create that for yourself. And so what are some things? For me, it's like trying to solidify more of a day-to-day routine, where I kind of struggle a little bit, where I'm kind of spreading myself between a lot of different things.
For me, I feel like I had a good routine going. Like, I've literally had it planned out, had it, like, and every single day was different because I have different class schedules every single day. But my routine was, most days, wake up early, go to the gym, because I'm a early morning gym person, and then I had some time before class, so I would take a moment to, like, get myself together, maybe, like, clean a little, make a good breakfast, do some work, have class, have my day. At night, I would not do any work. Like, my routine was vibing at night as much as I could, like, not doing work and just doing my own, like, personal things. Like, I try to read or, like, try and, you know, do any, like, personal work that I need to do. That was my routine. I even had a more, like, scheduled routine of, like, the routines of what workouts I would do, and, like, that, and having the consistency of that was great. I loved it. It felt amazing. I said, literally in the beginning, maybe in, like, back in September, I was like, I love the, I think I used the word monotonous, but it's not, like, a bad thing. I love the, like, comfort zone and the, like, foundation of having a routine, because having that set and following that allowed me to kind of separate from it, and it gave me so much more space in my life. I was still doing all the things I loved and needed and wanted to do, and it gave me more space in my life, like, knowing that was set and knowing that I didn't have to waste energy on, you know, like Karen said, going into overdrive to complete that stuff. It gave me the space to exist in, like, flow. And so those, I think, coincide with each other. Having the, you know, routines and somewhat of a schedule, somewhat of discipline, and the free-flowing availability. They, like, amplify each other. When both are working perfectly, like, they both work so much better. Another quantum physics. Not quantum physics, but, like, wave amplitudes, additions of amplitudes, like, make them bigger, and it's so true, and it applies to this. But, so I was loving my routine. And then some, like, more necessary schoolwork started to, like, exams. I would have to, like, give up my whole routine, so uncomfortable, to study the entire day. Like, I'm talking 6 a.m. to, like, 10:30 p.m. I was studying for a finance exam consistently. Like, that's what I was doing for whenever I had a midterm. Bodied a 65 on that exam, gave up, like, 2 days of my life to study for it. Crazy stuff. Same thing the other day. Yesterday, actually, 6 a.m. to like 3 when I had my exam, I was studying. And the day before that, I was studying all day too. And I had to like give up my routine and like myself, the things that I do in order to complete these other requirements of myself. And like necessary to do, I did it. And like I enjoy studying, I do. But I don't like being thrown off my routine. And I was like getting a little bit uncomfortable with consistently having to be thrown off of my routine. And I think travel was like my breaking point with that, when I was like so uncomfortable and so upset, honestly, that I wasn't able to stick to my routine and like complete the things I wanted to do. And that's not like a level of inflexibility and a level of like no vibes, you know what I mean? That was just a realization of like, I want to be doing the things that I want to do. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. So like I need to be putting myself in situations like, now that I'm kind of thrown out of it, like once, like I said, I reached my breaking point, I realize I need to like be effortful in putting myself back into that so I can have that flow and like have that comfort and just like feeling good about what I'm doing and like myself in general. And that's why I love a good routine. So my plan of action for getting back into this is to, number one, I want to kind of shift my mental focus. I think I've been so overwhelmed trying to focus 100% on me and then focus 100% on other people and being social. And I think that gets super overwhelming, especially like being in college. I feel like there's such a push to be like violently social. And I am a social person. Like I love having good friends, but recently I've just been like, it's overwhelming to try and do that and like have a social life to the fullest extent and have a business to the fullest extent and study to the fullest extent and like have my own personal like independent life to the fullest extent. Like it's just a lot. And of course, like ratio rule, everything requires different amounts. But I feel like sometimes whenever I get to school and I'm like actively like in the semester in school, I feel like I throw the ratio rule out the window because I feel such a time pressure that I need to be getting everything done to 100%, like, all the time. And it's just, like, absurdly overwhelming, and it's far too much. So, right now, I'm trying to let go of that sense of, like, being overwhelmed and shift my focus to me. So, I just said different facets are, like, social life, business, school, myself. And myself could be, like, mental health, physical health, like, all the independent things that I do. I want to shift my focus right now and actually apply the ratio rule of like focusing on something and like giving it the attention that it needs. So I'm going to focus on that facet right now. Not to say I'm going to like throw away being social. Like we have people coming over for dinner tonight. Vibes. What are we watching? Bachelor in Paradise. I don't watch Bachelor in Paradise, but
I
Caroline
do.
Does. And so do our friends. So they always come over to watch it and I'll sit there. But I feel like I don't know the people because I feel like you guys watch some episodes on your own and then like convene for a few episodes. So I'm like, I'm just lost, but like I eat it up, I guess. So there's that. That's not saying I'm throwing the other things out the window, but like I am applying the ratio rule and I just want to mentally focus on me to get back into my routine and to get back into like the efficiency and like lose the discomfort of not being in a routine.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I would say the exact same thing. I really want to put a lot more energy, like, inwards right now and focus on me. And when I say focus on me, I mean, like...
Onwards and inwards.
I mean, like, on myself and my own mental and physical well-being, but also on school for myself. Also on, you know, the podcast and business and that for myself. I think that
it is just, it's so, so much. Like, I need 11 arms in, like,
I know,
20 more hours in the day.
Like, and honestly, like, when I truly think about it, like, sometimes I really do struggle with having so many things going on and so many things that I care about.
But this is what we were talking about yesterday is, like, yes, we do, like, obviously having, like, a business and, like, working, like, I know a lot of students, you know, have jobs outside of school. That is so much. What, like I said, to try and have, like, there's so much pressure to have, like, the fullest, most amazing, craziest social life. And then
also be healthy and happy on your own.
Be so smart and, like, do all your work and get good grades. Do all your work, get good grades. And also be healthy and happy on your own. And, like, blah, blah, blah.
Also, but, and also like, do have a job. Have because a job, a lot of people, like, work, we have and, like, a job. Successful. We have something else.
Like, that's just so, there's so much. So much. And it is so frustrating.
There's so much.
And overwhelming and exhausting.
Yeah. And I think that in my, like, experience this past year with having so much going on, sometimes I'm really on top of it. And sometimes,
but, and when you're on top of it, you're like, this is the easiest shit in the world. Yeah. Like, it's so good. And then it gets a little bit thrown off. Yeah.
And
you're
like, sometimes I get shit. Like, and then when that happens, like, I tend to get quite, like, avoidant and burnt out. And, like, then not want to do anything. And I'll, like, kind of start wasting my energy and putting it into other things because it's just hard. It's just hard. Like, I feel like we all, like, have that same thing. I really don't think that I'm alone in that at all. I'm having a sandwich for lunch, too. Well, I have salmon, so I think I'm going to, like, salmon with toast.
I defrosted the pesto. Because I bought a new thing of pesto. So
you just interrupted my, like, profound moment.
I was thinking so much about the sandwich I'm about to have.
But what I want
to
say,
I think I'm going to have to go get egg whites, too, because I wanted, like, an breakfast time for me. So I was thinking, like, an egg thing, but I don't like, I only like egg whites because I don't like yolks unless they're, like, wildly runny. And I don't have any egg whites right now. So I think I might have to go to the store because I'm really feeling like an egg white, turkey, pesto, tomato. Do we have tomatoes?
No, get one.
I'm going to get tomatoes.
Anyways, I want to focus on myself because I think that sometimes when I have, like, a moment like this where I'm feeling overwhelmed, I waste a lot of energy. And it doesn't change, like I said, the responsibilities that I have to get done. But I just waste a lot more energy procrastinating them and worrying about them instead of actually doing them. So I want to just focus right now on me because I think I just, like, deserve a little bit more energy when it comes to staying up to date and doing well with school and, you know, creating the content that I am really proud of and feel like is performing well and, like, understanding, like, what I'm putting out there and
just, like
doing the best I can, doing the best we can for this podcast. Like, I just really want to focus on those things right now. And so, and that all comes back to me. Like, when I say me, I'm like, I mean, like, me and the pillars of me. And so, sounds like that's kind of where I'm at. And also, though, I want to say,
it sounds like a therapy exercise.
Well, maybe we're
me and the pillars of me.
Me and the pillars of me.
Draw yourself a family tree of yourself.
And also, I just want, like, knowing that I'm going into, like, Thanksgiving break and then eventually a Christmas break, knowing that the past couple, like, breaks and vacations I've had, I've kind of struggled to maintain some sort of routine and it's been, like, a bit debilitating when I get back. I want to be a bit better at planning ahead and maintaining more of my routine through those things without being strict on them, but, like, I'm gonna have to have work that I keep up with. I'm gonna have to, like, do some sort of things, and how can I just more effectively spread my energy and time and plan ahead a little bit in that sense.
So true. So another therapy exercise that I have for you, once again, not a therapist, not a quantum physicist, wish I was though, if only I had the time. I would love to study quantum physics.
I just want to do a little bit of everything, and it's really hard that, like, the world kind of pushes you into often just, like, one career path and one thing. No. Anyways, it's a whole different topic of conversation now.
That's why books are fun.
That's true. You can learn a bit of everything.
Therapy exercise for, I don't know, like, creating your routine or focusing on your routine. Like, what do you value? What do you want to put in it? What is going to make you feel good? So I would say,
and,
like,
also, though, what are the things that you have to do? Because it can also mean doing the kind of harder things that, if you do a little bit of it every day, save you from having, like, a shit ton of work to do in the future. And, you know, like, the things in your routine can also sometimes be the harder things.
Well, duh.
Yeah, I just want to say that.
This is not like a cop-out of group of people, you know what I mean? Like, no. If you're listening,
I know
to
you
that,
guys know that. I know you guys are like badasses.
It's not a lazy group of girls with goals, if we're being honest. So what do you value? What do you want in your life? What is going to make you feel good? I want to go through ours. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Oh, God, this is...
So, like, ideal routine. Wow. I would say wake up early. I'm saying that because I have an alarm every day. Some days it's different. Some days it's, like, 5 a.m. because I have to go to the gym by 5:30. Some days it's 8 because I have to wake up and get to my class by whatever. Fluctuates every day. Regardless, it's early because that's what I like. Sometimes my alarm goes off 5. I'm like, this is early. I gotta go. Like, I gotta go back to sleep. Snooze my alarm. I wake up at, like, 8 or something. I feel gross. I feel, like, bad. I feel like I wish I woke up and got going. You know what I mean? So, every time I want to snooze my alarm, I remind myself that I actually don't want to. Like, yeah, of course, in that moment, like, do you want to snooze your alarm? Obviously. But, like, really, I don't. Because, really, I want to get up and go and, like, feel good. I do a routine. Wake up early. Immediately work out because that's like my vibe. I like to hit the ground running and have the like slow vibes later in the day. So then after the gym, I'll do like my tasks for the day and I'll give myself little breaks during the day and get my shit done. And then at night, like I said, I don't want to be working at night because it happens. It happens and it does. But like foundationally, I don't want to be working at night. I want to be able to take a moment, wind down, and go to sleep early. I want to be able to read. I want to be able to cook a nice dinner, eat it, focus on it, love it, love to love it, go to sleep. Ideal routine. That's kind of it. I mean, I could go into, like, way more detail, but that's just the vibe of it.
Yeah. I think I also, like, feel my best when most days I wake up early, and some days I don't. Like, it's hard for me to define a routine, but I guess if we're talking ideal routine, though, like, I'm waking up decently early every day, except for on weekends. You can sleep in.
Except for the past few days where I've made myself sleep in because I just need to be unsick.
Been waking up early. But
good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And then what I do from there fluctuates a little bit. Sometimes I'm in a big workout right away phase. Right now I'm in a bit more of like, I'm taking my first 30 minutes to an hour of the day to eat my breakfast and read and, like, put on a candle, listen to music, that kind of thing. And so, you know, one way or the other, I'm either gonna have a little bit of, like, self-care time right away, but, like, still wake up early for it, or I'm gonna work out right away, or sometimes I even get to work right away, because those are three pillars of things that I'm gonna do during the day, and I can kind of intuitively, like, take what I need. If I have a lot of work that I know I need to get done that day, sometimes it really helps me to just get up and, like, literally do some right away at, like, 7 or 8 a.m. Sometimes I just want to get some energy out and go to the gym right away. Sometimes I need to just have a slower little moment and eat my breakfast and read a book. And then during the day, classes, working, it's really helpful to me if I can, like, go sit at the library and do something like that, because then, like, I'm gonna get my stuff done. Sometimes I just sit at my desk in my room. But, like, that middle part of the day, I want to be as productive as possible as I can with classes, with my schoolwork, with my own work, because then I really like to have my nights to, like, not be stressed at all and to take my own time and have a bit more of just, like, freedom to spend time with other people or do, like, you know, like, my laundry or clean my room or whatever I need to do with that, or just watch TV or read a book. And then obviously it gets a bit more specific when we get into my actual work. You know, it's like every day I want to get certain schoolwork done because I need to keep up with that. Every day I want to have certain content drafted or filmed or something like that, or like do administrative work for the podcast or something like that. Like, there's always something like that that I want to do and need to do every day, because if I can do a little bit of each of those things every day, then it doesn't pile up and it all moves forward and everything feels slay. I think Catherine and I both just described very, like, flexible, not strict routines, but with certain things that we do every day, and that doing every day is important.
Your routine is the things.
So think about that for yourself.
So think about that.
What are some of those things? And maybe it's like a power five, you know? Like, people have like a power list of like, if I can do these 5 things every day, then like that is my center. That is my pillar.
But also, you don't have to do that, because if that doesn't work for you, like, that bothers me. That, like, gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Okay, that was just one suggestion.
No. Because if it works for you, then, like, go for it. Mm-hmm. If you like that, go for it. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, you don't have to. Yeah. I feel like that because I, like, stayed the vibes of, like, grrr. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. Bother me. They give me the ick.
But just think about for yourself, like, what powerless. Is that routine or what could that routine be for you?
And with that, thank you. Oh, I'm actually, a second poll I'm going to put up is, like, what's your ideal routine? Because yeah. I want to know. I want to hear from you. That's, like, I guess, what's your ideal day kind of wraps routine into it. But that's, like, my favorite question to ask guests. So I'll put that up on a poll as well sometime during the week.
At Girls with Goals Pod on Instagram. You can also follow each of us on Instagram and TikTok at Carolyn Kineen.
And I'm Catherine Kineen.
And please, if you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed the show, leave it a review, a rating. On Spotify, it's as easy as just hitting the stars. Like, 5 stars.
It's a show. It's a show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
But that means a lot to us, and we really appreciate it.
Merch link text in the description.
We have merch coming really, really soon. If you want to be the first to know about it, click the link in the description. Well, first of all,
you did just find out.
Yeah, but, like, the details, what it is, when you're going to get it. Click the link in our bio. You'll get on the exclusive list. Okay,
here's
a
hint. Maybe I gave this hint already, but I don't think I did. Here's the hint is it's probably the merch is, like, related to one of your favorite episodes, probably. Assuming that is your favorite episode.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.